Imagine it's holiday time and all the family has returned home to celebrate. The big meal is over. Everyone's sitting around. Some are in the living room laughing and talking and reminiscing. Others are sitting around the kitchen table snacking and enjoying time together, maybe playing games. And then suddenly it gets dark. Everyone and everything comes to that silent, screeching halt. The talking stops, the laughing stops, even the snacking stops. After a brief moment, action resumes, and some start to look for a new light source while others attempt to explain the reason for the darkness. Maybe that's happened to you. Actually, it's happened to our family twice. This scene may continue to be familiar to you. Flashlights are searched for and located. Cell phone screens come to life. Matches and candles and lanterns are put to use. And the power company is notified. And if you're really prepared, that generator connects and things return to some semblance of normality. It's really not all that uncommon. It's simply called a power outage. But what happens if this happened before generators and flashlights and cell phones and matches? And the matches and candles and lanterns would have been put to use, and we would have probably simply called it nighttime. But what happens if that happened in the springtime at noon and outside? You might call it freaky or weird or very unusual, but you might certainly call it frightening. That's exactly what happened when Jesus died. See, Matthew puts it this way: now from the sixth hour, darkness fell upon the land until the ninth hour. Luke says pretty much the same thing, but he goes on to say, because the sun was obscured. Amos prophesied about it in Amos 8:9. He says, it will come about in that day, declares the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will make the earth dark in broad daylight. There's an amazing events associated with the birth of Jesus, just as there are amazing events associated with his death. At his birth, the scripture records this, talking about the shepherds in the field. It says, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. In a time of darkness, the light shined brightly. John 1:4-5 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Later on in John 1, he continues to say in verse 9, there was the true light, which is coming into the world, enlightens every man. But now, the time of the Lord's death, darkness seems to overtake the light. Bible scholars and commentators differ over the scope of the darkness. Some feel it was only the specific region of Judea, and others think maybe it went further throughout the Roman kingdom. But as Luke put it, the sun was obscured. In Egypt, there was a heathen man named Dionysius who said this to a friend, and I quote, either God himself suffers or sympathizes with the sufferer. Jesus said, where I am, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world, John 9:5. And as he departs, darkness reigns for 3 hours. 3 hours of darkness, possibly representing the 3 days without the presence and the influence of Christ the light. Imagine. We wouldn't call it freaky. We wouldn't call it weird. We'd call it frightening. But we need not fear the darkness. For Jesus returned from the darkness, and with him was the light. John 12:6 says, I come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness. Acts 26:23 says that Christ was to suffer and that by the reason of his resurrection from the dead, he would be the first to proclaim light to both the Gentiles and the Jewish people. Darkness will not win. Christ will be victorious. We come to remember that death. Father, as we come before you, we can't imagine, or it is difficult to imagine, what it must be like without Christ in our life, without Christ in the world, and the darkness that is there. But Father, we are so thankful that we have been given the light to reveal to us your beauty, to reveal to us your love, to reveal to us your mercy. And so, Father, as we remember Christ and the price that he paid to redeem us back to you, and we remember and we see the light that is before us, may we not continue in darkness, but may we remain in the light. And may we continue to be able to sing, because he lives, we are alive. And so, Father, we're thankful for the life, not just now, but for the life that you have promised, if we continue in him. And this we do. We ask, Father, that you'll bless these emblems, and as we partake, that we may remember his body and his blood that were used as that sacrifice and what he went through. For we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.